for invasion. This is Indie Invasion. The fine art of alliances. Maria stepped forward out of the doorway and extended a hand towards Nouveau, who had arrived in the small square behind the Grey Goose. "I believe you require some assistance," she said, shaking his hand lightly. He grimaced slightly, somehow seemingly put out by the simple statement of fact. She smiled a little at the look of discomfort on his face. For all his arrogance, the guild knew that these new arrivals on the scene, the so-called scions of the sands, were troubling the servants of the engine more than they cared to admit. Agents had reported the clash just off Carver Lane a week back, in which a full dozen of the gentlefolk constructs were destroyed by that huge beast, the Avatar of Set. Gretel, she was informed, was grievously wounded, and it took all the skills of that unusual being Medusa to save her life. It had been determined by the Triumvirate and the Quorum that some assistance should be rendered lest the Scions wrest control of the streets from the servants. This, they determined, would tip the balance in favor of that band of rogues led by Bill Sykes. As it was the efforts of the servants of the engine that was keeping their focus, and more importantly, the focus of Nancy, the Alchemancer, off further work on dominating the London Node. If the servants became too weak, the so-called Dickensians would be concerned only with the Scions, and they seemed less focused on who controlled the Node, and more on finding out its secrets. It was vital that the Node remained contested for the moment, until such time as the Guild could determine the best and easiest way to drive the Dickensians out of their lair and away from the immediate vicinity. The Node could not be allowed to come under the thrall of any one group, and for the moment, the goals of the servants aligned most closely with that of the Guild. Moving into the shadows of an archway, Maria continued, "We have information that Carter is moving a stock of weapons this very evening. Monkey was so kind as to note the crates being loaded on one of his nighttime sojourns." "Damn them," Nouveau growled. "Where do they get these arms from?" "I believe that the de Havilland wealth has something to do with it," Maria responded. "That family has connections in Europe with some of the German manufacturers. Seems some favors are being called in." "I have some agents at your disposal," she said, and with a small wave of her hand, a tall man stepped forth, hefting two large shotguns and a host of rather unpleasant implements. "We have also secured the talents of Vinny here. He is more than capable of making rather a mess when required. And I think such a mess would be just the ticket at present." Vinny smiled, and Nouveau stepped back just slightly. It was the kind of smile that contained little humor, more the promise of blood, and perhaps some good old-fashioned bludgeoning.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/IndieInvasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at IndieInvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.